Earlier this month, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced that permits would be required to fish with gillnets in state-managed waters of the Kuskokwim upriver of Aniak. Using those permits, households could catch up to 10 king salmon per year per household, even while the river was closed. Last year, communities upriver of Aniak were allowed to fish anytime they wanted without a permit. Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologist Nick Smith said he heard complaints from people downriver that this was unfair because people downriver could only fish during set openings. That's why he issued the permitting system.
From the perspective of somebody in the lower river, if they look up there and say, well, they get the fish 24/7 whenever they want, they can harvest as many fish as they want, like that is a clear equity issue.
The permitting process faced some hiccups while rolling out this year. Smith said miscommunication caused the Fish and Game Office in McGrath to close during normal business hours for 2 days over the last week. That prevented people from being able to obtain fishing permits. The Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group met Wednesday. Working group member Kevin Whitworth, who's from McGrath, said that king salmon have not arrived in Section 5 yet, the furthest section upriver.
So they rely on whitefish heavily this time of year if they can get it.
But being unable to obtain a permit, he said fishermen in his community were unable to even catch those non-salmon species.
I'm not sure why we would be restricting those communities for the conservation of king salmon at this point when there's no kings.
Whitworth also said the permits are not necessary for Section 5 because communities that far upriver don't catch many king salmon. Last year, communities upriver of Aniak were allowed to fish any time without a permit. Despite that, communities there harvested less than 1,400 king salmon, compared to 31,000 kings harvested on the lower Kuskokwim. That's according to the Department of Fish and Game's 2020 postseason survey. The Kuskokwim Management Working Group recommended that the state open up fishing without a permit in Section 5. The state rescinded the permit requirement in the section hours later. The state will still require a permit to fish in Section 4. That is the area from Aniak to the mouth of the Holitna, including Tuathbluk, Crooked Creek, Red Devil, Sleep Mute, and Stony River. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.